Good afternoon, I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Pentecost, year C. We use, they call it, and readings for proper seven. The readings for today, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 15a, Psalms 42 and 43, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 23 to 29, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith because His Spirit is with us. Lord, we are sometimes afraid when we come to worship You. Whenever we are aware of Your almighty presence, we feel utterly overwhelmed by the power of Your love. Though it strengthens and encourages us, we know that is Your love that calls us to witness and to service. It is Your love that sends us out into all the world. It is Your love that touches and changes us. And as we, like Abraham, send us on a journey of faith and obedience. Your love both calls and sends us. And it is only when we listen for Your call and respond to Your sending that we can possibly reach the destination which by Your grace and through the Holy Spirit You are leading us towards. Amen. And we have our hymn, Sounds of Fellowship 360. Here I am to worship.
Open my eyes, let me see.
We pray the collect for Proper 7, followed by the collect for Labor Day, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you have so linked our lives one with the other that all we do affects, for good or evil, all that lives. So guide us in the work we do, that we may do it not for self alone, but for the common good. And as we seek a proper return for our labor, make us mindful of the rightful aspirations of other workers and arouse our concern for those who are out of work. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection is entitled, Facing the Storms of Life. Facing the Storms of Life. Our colleague today reminds us of a very familiar situation that all of us face from time to time. In fact, many would say that we are still in the tail end of the storm of the COVID-19 pandemic. Looking back, we had the same response as described in the calling. We prayed, O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and ever. Amen. We all at one time or another face the storms of life, and we become fearful. We despair because we have lost, hopefully temporarily, our faith in God. This was the situation with Elijah centuries ago. Queen Jezebel brought the worship of her idol god Baal into the nation of Israel when she married King Ahab. As happens so often with the children of Israel, they embraced the worship of this idol, and Baal worship took ascendancy over the worship of Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true God. Elijah, the prophet of Yahweh, successfully challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. He demonstrated that Yahweh was the true God of power in the face of the impotency of Baal. After the concert, the contest, all 450 prophets of Baal were seized and executed. Queen Jezebel responded with anger and threatened to kill Elijah. This was his storm. Elijah's response was fair. Elijah forgot that he was called, commissioned, and sent to be a prophet of God. In fear for his life, he fled from his home. So afraid was Elijah that he left the northern kingdom of Israel and made his way to Beersheba in the southern kingdom of Judah. Elijah goes into the wilderness for safety. After a day's journey, he collapses from stress and exhaustion and begs the Lord to take his life. Of course, a sign of despair. In the face of the storm raging about him, in his despair and fear, Elijah forgot that he was a prophet of Yahweh who would look after him. He was the Lord's servant. Therefore, he need not fear. God responds by sending an angel to provide Elijah with food, for he still had work to do for God. Having been nourished, Elijah travels for 40 days and 40 nights until he comes to the holy mountain, Mount Horeb, or as it is called, Mount Sinai. The same mountain on which God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. The same mountain along which the Israelites camped following the exodus from Egypt. The Lord questions Elijah. At this place, he, Elijah, came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. In his fear, Elijah was not quite accurate. Yes, he was zealous for the Lord, and his life was in danger. But he was not the only prophet left. Would not Yahweh look after his prophet? In fear, Elijah lost his faith in God, and hence his unbelief. The Lord, who called him to be his prophet, would protect him. God in love had come to rescue Elijah from despair, to deliver him from fear, and to restore his belief. God would reassure Elijah by appearing to him on the mountain of the Lord. Elijah remains in the cave as God passes by. As Elijah waits, there is a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. God was in the silence, in the unexpected, but God was present. God would not abandon his servant Elijah. When Elijah heard it, that is, the silence, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" 1 Kings 19, verse 13. Fear caused Elijah to abandon his task as a prophet and a leader of God's people, and in despair, desired that his life would come to an end. In fear, he did not believe that God was still with him. He needed God, the assurance of God's presence, and God provided that assurance. Fear can cause us to lose our faith. It can make us spiritually disabled, unable to do the tasks for which God has called us. We can be assured that there will be storms in this journey of life. The storms may arise suddenly. The storms are powerful, but we must not be afraid, for fear leads to despair, a loss of hope, and inability to see a good outcome. Fear leads to unbelief. We lose faith in God. We forget that God loves us. We forget that God is with us in the Holy Spirit. We forget that the spirit we have received is not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, God's power, a spirit of love, God's love, and a spirit of self-discipline to enable us to stand fast in our faith and to trust the words of Jesus when he says, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verses 20b. When we are faced with the storms of life, when we are burdened with life's trials, we are invited to respond like the psalmist, who says in Psalm 42, verses 6 and 7, verses 14 and 15, and in Psalm 43, verses 5 and 6. "Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me?" And the psalmist responds, "Put your trust in God, for I will yet give thanks to him who is my help and my covenant and my God." When facing the storms of life, do not be afraid. Trust God. Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. Most High God, all creation knows you and is alive to your presence. Join our worship with the natural praises of all you have made. With humble and contrite hearts, we adore your name. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. Most High God, Your authority is over all. Give governments and rulers wisdom for the awesome responsibility they bear. As fellow heirs of your promise, remove all false barriers and distinctions between people. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. Most High God, you test the hearts of your people. Be with all facing examinations on which their future depends. Give us grace to value the diverse gifts and talents you give. Most High God, your compassion sees beyond fear. Hold with your mercy all whose mental state is diminished or damaged. Embrace them in your love, that we may yet give you thanks. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. Most High God, you reveal yourself in the depths of sheer silence. Teach us to know you and trust in your eternity, as with faith we remember those who have died. Bring us with them to rejoice in the fulfillment of your promise. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Bless his holy name. And today, Father's Day, we say a prayer for fathers. We give you thanks, God, our Creator, for the fathers in our lives. Fatherhood does not come with a manual. And reality teaches us that some fathers excel while others fail. We ask for your blessings on them all and forgiveness where it is needed. This Father's Day, we remember the many sacrifices fathers make for their children and families, and the ways, both big and small, they lift children to achieve dreams thought beyond reach. So too, we remember all those who have filled the void where fathers have died early or absent, grandfathers and uncles, brothers and cousins, teachers, priests and coaches, and the women in our families. For those who are fathers, we ask for wisdom and humility in the face of the task of parenting. Give them the strength to do well by their children, and by you, O God. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Christ Be Our Light.
Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your Shining.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, love one another, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And as we continue to find ourselves in this COVID-19 pandemic, we remind you to worship God every day, to watch your distance, to wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose and mouth, and wash your hands with soap at least for 20 seconds. And on this Father's Day, we give our tribute to fathers.